Love is the strongest medicine. Notes from a cancer doctor on connection, creativity, and compassion. By Dr. Steven Eisenberg with Jana Murphy. Read by Dr. Steven Eisenberg. To Julie, for showing me the beauty, meaning, and steadfast nature of love. Forward. The first time I met Steven Eisenberg, we sat together at a medical innovation conference, talking about science, medicine, and of course, music. I was working on a new keyboard solo for an album with Joe Perry, founding lead guitarist of Aerosmith, and he wanted to hear it, not someday, but then and there. We put our heads together, craning towards the same tiny bud-sized speaker. He listened and grinned and drummed his fingers and said something corny like, "Rock on!" We both laughed until a fellow conference-goer glanced our way with a look and said, "What is up with those guys?" What was up was this. 1 minute we were strangers, a neuroscientist and an oncologist at a meeting in suit jackets and work mode. The next we were like a couple of childhood pals sitting by a campfire, sharing the kind of quietly important moment that makes a memory or cements a friendship. Music is like that. It comes into our consciousness, evokes powerful shared emotions, and bonds us together. Does anyone ever listen to Otis Redding sing Dock of the Bay and not get a little wistful and lonely? Or fail to stand taller at Aretha Franklin's Respect? Responding to music's pull is wired into us in the way we process sound and the way we store memories of melody, lyric, and rhythm. The root is ancient, so old and deep in our brains that among the Alzheimer's patients I've spent much of my career studying, it's often among the last faculties to remain. A patient who can't remember her children's names or what she had for dinner may still be able to sit at a piano and play a song she's known all her life. And that little spark can be the last line of connection between her and the people who love her. Stephen himself is a bit of a bonding agent. He's disarming and charming, and he leans into whatever you have to share, whether it's music or science, joy or pain. He feels it with you and conveys with every fiber of his being that he cares. He's a person who buzzes with humanity and empathy, changing the energy of a room by being in it and seeing possibilities everywhere. Of course, empathy alone isn't enough of a pillar to support great work or even a great book.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?